that she was married, that she was in Yalta for the first time and alone, and that she was dull there. The stories told of immorality in such places as Yalta are to a great extent untrue. He despised them and knew that such stories were for the most part made up by persons who would themselves had been glad to sin if they had been able. But when the lady sat down at the next table, 3 paces from him, he remembered these tales of easy conquests, of trips to the mountains, and the tempting thought of a swift, fleeting love affair, a romance with an unknown woman whose name he didn't know, suddenly took possession of him. He beckoned coaxingly to the Pomeranian, and when the dog came up to him, he shook his finger at it. The Pomeranian growled. Gurov shook his finger at it again. The lady looked at him and at once dropped her eyes. "He doesn't bite," she said, and blushed. "May I give him a bone?" he asked, and when she nodded, he asked courteously, "Have you been long in Yalta?" "5 days." "And I have already dragged out a fortnight here." There was a brief silence. "Time goes so fast, and yet it is so dull here," she said, not looking at him.
"That's only the fashion to say it is dull here. A provincial will live in some remote